Good afternoon.
Hi. That will be 2:30, please. 2:30, please.
How has your day been, Guy?
All right. Been manning the shop most of the day. How about you?
Your shift ends at 11. Then you'll go home to your cats and your boyfriend?
Yes, my manager's in the back.
No, she's not.
I can go get her now.
There's no escape through the back. I'm sorry, Guy. I don't want to frighten you, but we don't have particularly long, and I need you to understand that I know everything about this moment. We are the only two people in this store, neither of us are armed, and there is only one exit or entrance.
What do you want?
I'm not here for money, if that's what you're asking. I just want our shared survival.
Are you going to hurt me?
Okay, at 9:26, someone is going to come through that door. He will have a knife, and he's going to kill you. And then he'll come for me.
I should call the cops.
Don't waste your time. They won't get here soon enough.
We're not that far from the station.
We only have 5 minutes, Guy.
How do you know this?
This isn't my first time, Guy. I've seen this. No, I've lived this 3 times already. Every time I try and run, and I'm brought right back here at this exact moment.
It's telling me you're what? In a time loop?
Jesus fucking Christ. You need to believe me.
I'm calling the police.
A man named Jan Skinner is going to walk through that door at 9:26. He's going to buy a tin of mints and then he's going to take out a knife and stab you 6 or maybe 7 times in the chest and stomach.
Where the heck is my phone?
Then he's going to take after me and I'm going to run. I'll leave through that door and I'll come out at 9:21 again, and I don't want to do this again.
Did you take my phone? Who even are you?
Guy, you need to calm down. I have seen this man take your tongue with his teeth. He just leaned down gently. I thought he was kissing you, but when he came up, his chin was dripping with blood and...
Fine. Shut up, please.
Guy, we don't have time.
Shut up! Why should I even believe you? Prove it. Tell me something you couldn't know unless you've done this before.
How do you think I know your name, huh? About your cats? Your boyfriend?
You could be a stalker.
You told me the first time I was here.
Prove it.
I don't know how. But when that man comes in at 9:26 and picks up a tin of mints, you'll see. I'm not lying.
Right. Okay. I promise that if the man comes in, I won't let him kill me.
It won't be that easy.
But if he doesn't come, you need to let me call someone for you. Get you some help.
Sure, fine, whatever, but you need to promise me you'll stay armed. Do you have knives in here, or...
No.
Scissors, then?
No, we need to leave.
I can't leave. I told you every time I leave, I just end up back here.
So what do you think's gonna happen this time? Once the police comes, what then? Are you gonna live here forever?
I don't know. Maybe if we get him arrested, or... You know, maybe it will end.
I could leave.
Please don't leave me.
Fine.
Where are the scissors?
Over there.
Guy, these are safety scissors. There's gotta be something better back there. Come on.
I've got scissors. Proper ones.
Great. So when he comes in, you can be ready.
What do you expect me to do?
I don't know. Stab him in the eye before he murders you.
I can't do that.
Then give them to me.
No.
I can hide, and then when he goes for you...
We could both hide.
No, he'll know something's up.
But that way we can wait for the police.
He'll find us. This place isn't big enough.
But...
Oh, maybe we could both wait by the door. Then when he comes in, I'll hold him. And you can go ahead...
No. I'll stay here, and if he comes, and if he draws a knife, we can both jump him and we can hold him down till the police come. I think we have some of those plastic zip tie thingies somewhere.
Fine, but he'll be strong. It takes force to snap ribs, and he is snapping ribs.
I get it. I'm going to call the cops now. I just need my phone.
Use mine. Don't tell them about the time.
Yeah, I know. I need the police. Hello? I have reason to believe there may be an assault.
Murder!
There may be an attempt at murder at 4183 Andrew Street. We're at the convenience store. Yeah. It's just me and a customer. No, we can't.
Guys!
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
Horrible weather out there, isn't it?
Is it?
It's been cloudy all day. Since the storm brewing.
Mints.
Yeah. Gotta keep that breath clean for the ladies.
Yeah.
I joke I'm married and she smelled worse than my mouth.
Oh.
Are you quite all right?
Yes.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Almost didn't see you there. Hope I'm not interrupting. Excuse me, are you gonna scan my mints?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, nearly forgot.
Gah!
Oh my god. Oh my god, you did it!
Oh. Fine.
You killed him! It's over!
Oh my gosh.
What?
He was reaching for the band-aids.
What do you mean?
The band-aids are at the counter. He was reaching for them.
But...
You said he was unarmed! You said he'd have a knife!
Look, he was armed. He just hadn't pulled it out yet.
He didn't touch me. And I killed him.
But he would've... Yeah. This is how it happened the first time. He got the band-aids and then he stabbed you.
Why didn't you tell me?
There wasn't time. And look, he was going to stab you. He had the knife.
Lots of people carry knives. And you could have planted that just now.
What? After all this, you're turning on me? If I had a knife, I would have used it.
Not if this is all planned.
What?
You could have planned this all. To kill this man.
You're the one who stabbed him.
You used me. Scared me. How did you know his name anyway?
He said it first time round, he told you.
When? While he was busy stabbing me, or after he ate my tongue? It's mad. You're mad. Oh my gosh. The police are coming. I'm gonna go to prison.
No, he was going to kill you. You had the right.
But they won't see that. They'll think I killed him because of you.
We'll put the knife in his hand. Get our story straight.
No.
If you won't let me help, I'm going to leave.
Can't leave. This is all your fault. Your fingerprints are everywhere.
I'm going to leave now. Maybe we'll get a do-over.
Maybe you will get a do-over. What about me? Don't do this. Please. Please don't leave me.
Well, I know, I'm so proud of this episode. We would like to thank the Podcast Book Club team for sponsoring this episode. This episode was written by Jane Doe and edited by Ollie Sobel, starring Edie Pierce as Layla, Sky as Guy, and Maddie Sturmer as Jan. Frankie Vega served as executive producer and voice director, while Jane Doe worked as our associate producer. Thank you so much for your patronage, and we hope you come back again soon.